and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A pre-Christmas winter storm is sweeping the country. Dozens of states are under weather alerts. Northern California, Sierra Nevada has already gotten more than 20 inches of snow. This man's in Sacramento.
Craziness. It's crazy out there. Be careful. It's slippery.
Other parts of California dealing with heavy rain and flooding. CBS meteorologist David Parkinson says the system is headed into the northern plains.
It's not as intense. We're not dealing with any of those crazy wind gusts, and we're not dealing with snowfall rates quite as intense, but you'll see 1 to 2 feet snow totals there for sure.
The Northeast could get as much as 10 inches of snow today, and parts of the South are bracing for possible tornadoes and thunderstorms. A Libyan man accused of making the bomb that brought down Pan Am Flight 103 over Lockerbie, Scotland in 1988 is now in U.S. custody. Janine Boulanger's 21-year-old daughter, Nicole, was among the 270 killed.
It's very important that the people who perpetrate these crimes are brought to justice.
The suspect being held in a jail in Virginia. Crazy high prices may be coming down in the new year. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen tells CBS's 60 Minutes.
There's a risk of recession, but it certainly isn't, in my view, something that is necessary to bring inflation down.
Yellen points to gas prices as another positive sign. AAA puts the national average for a gallon of regular today at $3.26. That's down from $3.78 just a month ago. That means less of a pain in the pocketbook for Americans on the move this holiday season. Here's CBS's Matt Piper.
AAA is estimating that about 113 million people will go 50 miles or more away from home from December 23rd through January 2nd. Most will drive, with 2 million more expected this year compared to last. And the group thinks air travel will increase 14% from last year.
Splashdown, the Artemis 1 moon mission ship, NASA's Mike Serafin.
We had a very successful flight test. We now have a foundational deep space transportation system.
The unmanned Orion capsule landed in the Pacific, about 350 miles south of San Diego, 50 years to the day after the Apollo 17 touched down on the lunar surface. Goal? Returning astronauts to the moon. Twitter's new owner has a biting goodbye for the head of the NIH, Anthony Fauci. Here's CBS's Tom Foti.
Fauci prepares to retire after 40 years on the job. He gets a viral tweet from Musk echoing some Trump supporter calls to have his COVID role investigated, maybe have him be criminally charged. The billionaire Twitter CEO tweets, "My pronouns are prosecute Fauci."
This is CBS News.
This hour's newscast is presented by Rocket Mortgage. Need to know what it takes for a home loan to fit your budget and your family? Rocket can.
Are you more than $10,000 in debt? Feel like you're on a never-ending treadmill, staying in one place and never getting ahead with those minimum payments? You feel like there's no way out? Get off the endless debt treadmill and start saving money each month. There are programs in place to help you get free of your debt, and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. The program at Total Financial Freedom can help you get debt-free in months instead of decades. Call Total Financial now at 800-208-1312. 800-208-1312.
This week at Staples, save 40% on...
Thanks for your business this year.
Save 40% on...
Happy holidays, Nana!
Save 40% on...
You are cordially invited.
Right now at Staples, you can save 40% on custom printed holiday cards and invitations. So you can say, thanks for a great year, happy holidays, or come on over, all for less. For everything you need printed this holiday, go to Staples, the working and learning store. In-store and online, ends 12/17. Exclusions and restrictions apply.
Light the lamp.
All the way down, he scores! A 200-foot empty net goal for the captain.
And defend the ice.
Driving in, centering pass. Oh, great sliding left pad save.
This is America's college hockey capital.
Fire one towards the net and scores.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
I'm a wife and the mother of two kids, and I've got a good job.
Bye, Mom.
See you, Mom.
A pretty important job. Because of my family and my job, I really care about this neighborhood. It's a good neighborhood. Yes, there's some crime. And when I drive to work, like now, I realize that some people here don't trust the police. So the police should be reaching out to this community, and this community should reach out to the police. That's the way to make this a safer place. And when I get to work in the precinct house and put on my uniform, I can tell you, as a police officer, that this department is reaching out to the community, and the community is doing its part. We're building partnerships. This should be happening everywhere. This is how we can all be safer. Get involved. Start the conversation.
Start the conversation and help stop crime. To learn the five things you can do, go to ncpc.org/preventviolentcrime. A message from the National Crime Prevention Council and the Bureau of Justice Assistance.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A winter storm watch begins at 6 p.m. tomorrow evening and continues until midnight Thursday morning. Overcast skies today with highs around 35. Winds out of the southeast, 5 to 10 miles per hour. 28 tonight, overcast. Cloudy tomorrow, 37. About an inch of snow tomorrow night through Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 31.
Is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome back to the third hour of our program. It's Anything Goes Friday. I'll get to calls in just a moment. Just two quick stories here. The first is here in Oregon, and I'm curious if this is happening in your state as well. I've seen the maps on TV. It looks like the whole country is in the midst right now of a massive flu epidemic that is far worse than the typical flu. And it appears that part of this is being driven by the fact that all of that anti-mask, anti-vax stuff has now translated into people not getting their flu shots. And the flu shot this year actually has the variation, the I think it's H3N2, that is whacking people. There's actually two flu viruses that are floating around, but I think that's the one that's around 70-73% of the cases. And so, you know, flu, RSV, and COVID-19, I've told you stories, you know, my kids who work in two different hospitals here in town telling me the stories about it. Well, now the Multnomah County Health Officer, Dr. Jennifer Vines, has said this is a historic moment and is calling for voluntary masking. Multnomah County is Portland, you know, it's one of the, I think it's the most populous county in the state, is calling for voluntary masking through the end of the year. Wear your mask whenever you are in public. If you're going into the store, if you're going to get on a bus, if you know anything you're going to do that involves being in contact with people whose history you don't know, wear a friggin' mask. And this is here in Oregon. And, you know, our governor now, Kate Brown, announced on Wednesday of this week, day before yesterday, an emergency declaration that expands one that she put into place about 2 weeks ago. She also got $25 million out of the state budget to give to the hospitals to hire visiting nurses so that they can staff up. Because I think I told you the story. One of my kids just, you know, is working 12-hour shifts, and this is like really whacking our state. So be careful. This is not the time of year that you want to get really sick. And the this particular flu is a killer flu. And of course, COVID has the potential to, it's still killing about 330 people a day in the United States right now, COVID. And a lot of those people now, virtually all of the people who are dying from COVID, well over 80%, are now people over 60. And many of them are vaccinated. They're just not up to date on their boosters because the protection seems to wane after about 6 months. So take this stuff seriously. The other story I want to share with you are geeky science for the day, how insanely destructive sugar is to the body. This was published in a magazine called Circulation. It's for doctors who deal with the cardiovascular system. And it's titled Health Impact and Cost Effectiveness of Achieving the National Salt and Sugar Reduction Initiative and Voluntary Sugar Reduction Targets in the United States. It's a huge study. The findings were evaluated over 10 years and a lifetime from public health and societal perspectives. The model outputs included averted diabetes, averted cardiovascular events, that would be strokes and heart attacks principally, averted cardiovascular deaths, quality of life improved, healthcare cost savings, and they broke it out by age, race, income, and education. And it's just amazing what these guys discovered. They said that just reducing sugar in our diets would prevent 2.48 million cardiovascular disease events, heart attacks and strokes. 2.48 million, 0.49 million, now there's 490,000 cardiovascular disease deaths, and 0.75 million diabetes cases. That's 750,000 diabetes cases. And we would all gain 6.67 million quality adjusted life years. Our lives would be extended by 6.67 million million years with good quality life. And it would save $160.88 billion in costs. I mean, this is just breathtaking. They said, you know, one of the most effective things, or two of the most effective things, public health measures that we could take is to reduce salt and reduce sugar. And the policy, they say, could also reduce disparities among Black and Hispanic individuals, lower income and less educated Americans, because they're the ones who are most likely to be eating in fast food restaurants, or essentially what we call junk food, that is laced with fats, salts, and sugars. But specifically, sugar seems to be one of the absolute worst culprits that is literally killing Americans. And it's just everywhere. It's amazing, you know, the things that they put sugar in, like, you know, the hamburger buns at fast food outlets very often have sugar in them. Some of these places even put sugar, mix it in with the salt that they put on French fries and stuff. I mean, it's just, it's ubiquitous. And, you know, it takes a little bit of vigilance to realize that, hey, sugar is a poison. And, you know, we don't want that poison in our bodies. So, all that said, let's pick up your phone calls. Kathy in Tacoma, Washington. Hey, Kathy, what's on your mind?
Good morning, Tom.
Hey.
Thank you for taking my call. So I just wanted to ask you if you were aware that Pierce County Sheriff Ed Troyer, the current sheriff, is on trial in Tacoma, being prosecuted by the state of Washington for false reporting when a Black newspaper carrier in his neighborhood after 2 a.m. was doing his job delivering papers. And Troyer followed him around, and then he called dispatch thinking that he was suspicious. And I mean, he's been delivering papers there 2 or 3 years. Troyer should have known who he was. So anyway, the judges from Kitsap County, and yesterday, Troyer was on the stand, as well as a fellow named Josh Harris. So Josh Harris ran for Pierce County Council back in 2020, and a couple of months before the election, Josh Harris managed to shoot a homeless person in the presence of TPD, managed to not be charged for that. He was not elected, however. But the thing that really concerned me yesterday was that the Kitsap County judge who came in for this special prosecution did not allow the prosecution to impeach the testimony of Josh Harris. Josh Harris has a rap sheet back to the 90s for fraud and theft and felonies. And somehow still he even had a gun to shoot this homeless person. So
it sounds like you've got, I can't vouch for any of what you're saying, Kathy. I do recall reading an article in our local paper about the situation in Washington State where a white sheriff was trying to bust a Black newspaper delivery guy because he thought he was casing houses or something or some other crazy thing. But that's amazing. Kathy,
That's it, Tom. And I posted the link in the chat.
Okay, great.
And we just have it feels like a police state here. It's an independent, volunteer citizen journalist myself on Facebook. We get all kinds of blocking and harassment, and it's really unbelievable. There was a protester that was intentionally hit by a blue truck up at the LeMay Museum back in January. took TPD 4 months to arrest the guy.
Wow.
They didn't put out an APB, even though the video was right there. Cairo had the truck and tags on video.
Yeah, no, I get it. Kathy, keep up the great work. Keep telling your stories. This is, you know, citizen journalism is like the most American thing you can do. Michael in Fairview, Michigan. Hey, Michael, what's on your mind today?
I'm a veteran and a tour of duty in Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
So I wear my veteran hat, my Vietnam veteran hat, and I get a lot of folks that say thanks for my service. And
sure.
Then I get veterans that walk up and want to be political. And I'm not quite sure how I should take this.
What do you mean by veterans who walk up and want to be political?
Well, after the introduction, they start going on about this incident today. He was a younger veteran, and the conversation went to political. And he says that he wouldn't have any use for the GOP party, but he loved Mr. Trump.
Mm-hmm.
And I proceeded to explain to this gentleman that he lost the House, he lost the Senate, and he lost the presidency, which I watch you every day.
Mm-hmm.
And this went right over his head. This man seems to me that he's not a logical individual, but he's a veteran. How do I treat that?
Well, I don't know, Michael. I mean, if you want to, I mean, if you're talking about hanging out at the VA and you know, being around people that you're going
right.
to be in their lives a lot, I think Thanksgiving dinner advice is probably the best advice, which is to say, well, you know, you're entitled to your opinion. I have mine. It's a little different, but you know, hey, let's not talk politics. Let's talk about something we agree on.
Right. Gotcha. Yeah. That's not the way it went.
I can imagine, but at some point, I mean, you know, we just, you know, if you're interacting with a stranger, you know, it's sort of like, you know, I get the occasional random wackadoodle who calls into the show and goes, oh, I just found your show and you're full of, you know, and I'll just blow them off. If somebody is a regular caller, somebody who I like or respect or who I know is a regular caller to the program, calls up and says something that I just completely disagree with and I think they're terribly, terribly wrong. You know, if they're asking my opinion, I'll try and tell them, but I don't try to pick a gratuitous fight with them. You know what I mean? And the same thing with relatives over the holidays and things like that. I think that all of us need to feel safe to say, you know, my politics. Well, the thing that I say is I am not my politics. I have political opinions. I have opinions about gardening. I have opinions about all kinds of things. But but I am not my politics. I'm more than that. So let's talk about other things. Michael, good luck. Good luck. And thanks
thank
for your
you,
service.
I appreciate
you being a veteran.
You.
Yeah, thank you, Michael. Great talking with you. Happy holidays. We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Michael is what's good with America, right? People who are genuinely concerned about other people and how to relate to them and how to interact with them and how to care for them. It's brilliant.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581.
What can the wisdom of the 19th century provide for you? Turn back the clock with White House correspondent Ellen Ratner and renowned spiritualist Ann Gaiman to find out. In the new book, Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, they shed light on history's greatest spiritual minds. Take a journey into history and healing with the masters of the 19th century as your guide. Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, available through Changing Lives Press at selfempowermentbook.com.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a... goat?
Goats are a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. So, do you like it? Goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
In the war-torn areas of Southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org.
What can the wisdom of the 19th century provide for you? Turn back the clock with White House correspondent Ellen Ratner and renowned spiritualist Ann Gaiman to find out. In the new book, Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, they shed light on history's greatest spiritual minds. Take a journey into history and healing with the masters of the 19th century as your guide. Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, available through Changing Lives Press at selfempowermentbook.com.
One goat can make the difference between nourishment and hunger. One goat can make the difference between poverty and sustained income. In the war-torn areas of Southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Find out how you can help. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org. That's goats, F-O-R, theoldgoat.org. Fighting hunger, one goat at a time.
Attention floor buyers. The 6th annual fall flooring yard sale's going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Get high quality flooring at low yard sale prices, like Woodlook waterproof floors from just 39 cents. All Dream Home X2O water resistant laminate is on sale. Prefinished hardwood is starting at $149. Get more deals in store while supplies last. Plus, special project financing and professional installation with Install Plus. Hurry, visit lumberliquidators.com to find the Lumber Liquidators store near you today.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Looking to score a few extra points by giving the perfect gift this holiday season? Well, I've got two great ideas certain to have family and friends bragging about how thoughtful you were. And both are from Cozy Earth, the brand that made Oprah's favorite things list. First, Cozy Earth luxury bedding. You will be surprised, just like I was and Louise was, at how soft these sheets are. It's like floating on a cloud. They're not only super soft, they're made from the finest premium viscose from highly sustainable bamboo, which makes them naturally temperature regulating. So people receiving your gift will sleep comfortably year round. We sure do. And second, anything from their luxurious loungewear collection, including soft and stylish bamboo pajamas, joggers, tees, and more. While you're there, check out their premium plush and waffle bath towels. They'll love those too. And every Cozy Earth bedding item comes in a very cool reusable canvas bag. I can get you 40% off right now on Cozy Earth products. This holiday offer ends soon, so hurry up. Go to CozyEarth.com and enter my promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, at checkout, and you'll get 40% off. That's CozyEarth.com, promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, CozyEarth.com. 23 minutes past the hour, it's Anything Goes Friday, picking up your calls, Richard in Kenmore, Washington. Hey, Richard, what's up?
Well, that's what I called to find out.
Okay.
You've mentioned a couple of different specific things about this personhood that was for corporations achieved through some railroad issue.
Mm-hmm.
one of them, there was a scrawling in the margin someplace by a clerk, which indicated, yes, that was they were corporate, you know, persons. Mm-hmm. Then you mentioned it another thing you were talking when you were talking about this issue, that there was a note found in a judge's folder that said the issue had never been adjudicated.
Correct. You want me to recap that?
Well, how do you find, I couldn't find anything on, you know, I tried to find more specifics about that. Is there a long document I could find which
yes,
lays all
easily.
Of that out or something?
Easily.
I can't remember all the details. That's why I'm calling
again. Yeah, it's a, I wrote a book about this back in 2002 called Unequal Protection and How Corporations Became Persons. And we serialized the book over at HartmanReport.com. And so, and you don't have to be a subscriber or pay anything to read the vast majority of it. And so go to HartmanReport.com and click on the Sunday book excerpts and then go down to the bottom and say show all and just scroll down to the unequal protection book excerpts and look for the chapter that's titled The Deciding Moment. Now, the other way to easily find this is just to put in quotes the deciding moment and my name into a search engine, and it'll probably pop up, but this is where it would take you. And it tells the whole story of how the railroads bribed Stephen Jay Field, who was a member of the Supreme Court and was also the head of the Ninth Circuit, to bring these five railroad tax cases to the Supreme Court, one of them being Santa Clara County versus Southern Pacific Railroad. How the court under Justice the Chief Justice Morrison Remick Waite knocked down their argument and said, "No, you guys are not persons, and you're going to have to pay your damn taxes." It was property taxes, and then how the clerk of the court, John Chandler Bancroft Davis, who was a former railroad president and whose father was the governor of Massachusetts, wrote a head note which has no legal authority. It's just a kind of a summary of the case. That it was attached to the beginning of the of this case, Santa Clara County, and published that in 1887, in the publications, and how that headnote was then, which suggested that corporate personhood was what the court decided when they didn't, and then that headnote got quoted by the Supreme Court itself about 15 years later in a completely unrelated case. And that was the point at which corporate personhood became law in the United States, because the Supreme Court cited the head note rather than a case. But they never, the one time that corporate personhood went before the court was that one case, Santa Clara County versus Southern Pacific Railroad in 1886, and they ruled against corporate personhood. But to this day in law school, they teach that they ruled for it. Again, go to HartmanReport.com, go to Sunday Excerpts, scroll down to the chapter of Unequal Protection titled The Deciding Moment. Thanks, Richard.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
In that chapter, I also talk about the various theories about why Davis basically did this. Because, you know, he set the whole country up. Why did he do it? It's a fascinating story.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and...
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m., right before the Sunshine Polka Party Show. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
Childhood should be the happiest time of life, but for many children living in poverty with blindness, facial deformities, and other crippling conditions, it's riddled with pain, rejection, shame, and isolation. At Mercy Ships, we're answering the cries of some of the world's most forgotten children and adults through free, life-changing surgeries, surgeries that turn despair into hope. These once heartbroken boys and girls, and many men and women too, are now restored, accepted, and on their way to a life of opportunity and joy. No one can change the world on their own, but together we can transform it by restoring hope to one person, one child at a time. Volunteers from your community and around the globe are bringing life-changing healing and hope to the forgotten poor. To learn how you too can help change the world, one child at a time, go to mercyships.org today.
What is dedication?
My biggest fear in the middle of my addiction was that my kids wouldn't have a father. I overdosed on heroin, and I lived. And I started thinking, you know what? This isn't my story. My desire to change had finally outweighed my desire to stay the same. I felt powerless for so much of my life. It's important to me that my kids are empowered and truly believe that if they can think it, they can do it. I definitely had to become a better man to be a better father. For the first time, I finally feel like I'm exactly where I should be, where I want to be.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Sweetie, want some fruit?
You have to use the right tool for the job. A power drill is the wrong tool to slice fruit. Just like an antibiotic is the wrong tool to treat viruses, including colds and flu. Antibiotics are only needed for certain bacterial infections. When they aren't needed, antibiotics won't help you, and the side effects could still hurt you. Ask your healthcare professional when an antibiotic is the right tool and when it's not. Visit cdc.gov/antibiotic-use.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP. We're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Locally Grown Radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Here's your forecast from Locally Grown Radio, WFHR. A winter storm watch begins at 6 p.m. tomorrow evening and continues until midnight Thursday morning. Overcast skies today with highs around 35. Winds out of the southeast 5 to 10 miles per hour. 28 tonight, overcast. Cloudy tomorrow, 37. About an inch of snow tomorrow night through Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 31.
I would just like to think that we are fertile ground from which they can blossom. We are the manure from which they spring.
The manure from which they spring. I was going to say holding fort, but I think your metaphor is way better.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
What grows in the forest? Our imagination and our family bonds. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Love your support.
Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. We're available on SiriusXM, Free Speech TV, Pacifica, commercial stations nationwide, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, on the Tom Hartman app, and you can even tell your smart speaker to listen to the Tom Hartman program. And welcome back, 34 minutes past the hour, and picking up your calls, Anything Goes Friday. Elise in Portland. Hey, Elise, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Great to talk to you. It's been a very long time. But anyway, I was calling for one thing, and then I decided, no, I needed to talk about something else. But I do want to mention the article by George Monbiot in the Atlantic Monthly about all the treaties and conventions that we have not signed up for.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it's scary, okay?
I'll have to check it out. I'm not familiar.
Yeah, please. Yeah. And so what I wanted to talk about is a couple of days ago, two men representing Pacific Power came here. Have you talked to anybody like that? Do you know anything about the solar power, the solar energy you can get without having solar panels in Portland?
I know that I can pay an extra $5 a month or something like that and only have renewable energy into my house, which I do, by the way. But most of that's not solar. It's coming from the Bonneville Dam just up the river from us. Is that what you're talking about?
Well, no. Apparently, they're building solar farms that are going to be coming online in the next few months. And if you sign up now, you can get, solar. 80% of your power that comes into your house through solar power.
Mm-hmm.
And you can, depending on your income, you can get up to 40% off your electric bill with this.
Are you sure that these people are actually from Georgia or from PG&E?
Pacific Power. Well, they you can go online and look at it. They gave us,
But Pacific Power is not who provides us the electricity here in Portland. It's PGE.
Yeah, well, I think they're connected. I'm not, just please go on and look this up, because they gave us information. They showed us they gave us some pamphlets and all this to explain all this.
Okay.
And so I think it's worth looking up.
Let me just Google here. Pacific Power, select your state, Oregon. Oh yeah, making the season festive and bright, safety. Huh. I don't know anything about this. But thanks for putting it on my radar screen. I'll see what I can learn. Okay.
Yeah, because if we can do this in Portland, we can do this everywhere.
Right.
Solar power is much better than wind power.
Yeah. Oh no, I agree with you on all those things.
If you don't need the solar panels.
Yeah, I would just always be wary of anybody who comes to my house saying, "Please sign up for anything that involves billing," which is what your electric company does. So. Double check it. But Elise, thank you. Thanks for the heads up on that. I'm sorry, I can't give you any information. I know nothing about it. Richie in Missoula, Montana. Hey, Richie, what's on your mind today? How's Montana?
My Lord and Savior, Tom.
Oh no,
I'm so happy.
Not
to
even close.
From you.
So what's up, Richie?
Hey, nobody's brainstormed. We're sitting down here in Missoula. I went to visit Death Valley, Montana, the other day with the victims of asbestos. You probably know about that.
I do, asbestos killed my father.
Yeah, I know it killed mine. It killed about 35 members of my wife and I's family now. So.
Wow.
And both her and I are terminally ill. We're a year over our expiration date, so if the line goes dead, I'll see you on the other side.
Okay.
So anyway.
Sorry to hear that, Richard. Thank you.
We're talking together, and we thought we might start a rumor that Israel had given one of Adolf's close relatives, several of them, a few of their nukes that were laying around, and perhaps Germany still had some bitter feelings that they might wander off into the Moscow direction when Mr. Putin's lying to everybody and have a birthday party. So I kind of thought if that rumor spread around the world that Mr. Putin would be a little hesitant in killing innocent loved
Yeah, Richie, I'm good try, but I'm very skeptical that anybody is offering nukes to anybody
right now, and
Russia certainly has more than they need, tragically. But thank you for the call, and I wish you the very best. You know, the asbestos disease, like I said, my dad died of mesothelioma. It's just awful, awful stuff. Andy in Vancouver, Washington. Hey, Andy, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. I was just wondering, you were talking about the climate change and a lot of the drought and whatnot. Mm-hmm. I was wondering why we can't take $100 billion out of our defense budget a year and put it into desalinization plants with a piping infrastructure that could go to the aquifers and rivers that are running dry to help fill them up.
I think it would
be... Wouldn't that create tons of jobs?
It would. It would be insanely expensive, though. You know, what you find is that a lot of these cities that are running out of water are turning to aggressive recycling programs where they're recycling gray water first, and in some cases even recycling full-on wastewater, you know, black water, I think it's called.
Well, I understand that, but don't you think that would be a better use of our money than the Imperial War Machine?
Oh, I think anything would be a better use of our money than the Imperial War Machine, Andy. You know, I'm in favor of a strong defense. I mean, you know, we fought World War II, and thank God we had the ability to do it. But I'm not in favor of the bloat that we experience right now. I'm not in favor of, you know, over 700 military bases around the world. And I'm certainly not in favor of a defense budget, which they just proposed a new one that's $80 billion more than the president asked for again. And over 50% of it is not going to the Pentagon, it's going to American corporations. And this has become...
Wouldn't it constitute defense anyway? Because pretty soon we're going to be fighting wars over water anyway.
We already are. Or at least there are water wars going on in the world. And you know, here in the American Southwest in particular, you know, hang on to your hat because it's going to get real serious. Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, California, Southern California, Northwestern Texas, that whole region is facing some real severe crises that are going to probably start peaking out in the next 2 years. And I'm with you. I think our defense budget should be used to defend us against climate change. And I suspect that hopefully one of these days soon we will see that. I mean, you know, Trump looked at the defense budget and said, oh, I can pull $5 billion out of that and build a wall. You know, there's lots of money sloshing around that defense budget. We should be solarizing homes and businesses and let's start with government offices. Use the defense budget, you know, to solarize every government office in the country. And then let's start, you know, requiring all new construction to be solar. You know, like California has done this, by the way, and, you know, doesn't get anywhere near enough credit for it. So, you know, lots of opportunities. Andy, thank you for the call. Arnie in Palm Springs. Hey, Arnie, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. I've been hearing a lot of talk about gay conversion therapy, and I wanted to
which is a scam.
Go back in time and compare it with conversion therapy that they try to use on left-handed kids.
Yeah. Yeah, my father told me stories about this. When he was in school, he was not left-handed, but his best friend was. And the teacher literally tied his best friend's left arm to his body in first or second or third grade, I forget the class. And you know, my dad in his 50s and 60s was indignant about this.
Well, I just never heard anybody make a comparison, and I know it didn't work with left-handedness. And obviously, it's not working with gay people.
No.
And I have no idea why they want to continue trying to use it.
Because we have a small group of people in the world, in the United States, but in the world, who think that they understand the best way for all people to be, and that that's probably the way that the majority of people are. And they're just, frankly, refusing to acknowledge the humanity of others. And you know, I put ADHD in this category as well. I mean, in fact, in one of my books, I think it's ADHD Hunter in a Farmer's World, I told the story of my dad telling me the story about how they used to tie his friend's left arm or left hand to his body so that he couldn't use it when he was learning to do handwriting. And you know, that we need to acknowledge the diversity, the the neurological diversity, the biological diversity of the human race. It's an extraordinary thing. It's one of the things that strengthens us as a species rather than weakens us. So, yeah, thank you very much for the call, Arnie. Charles in Miami. Hey, Charles, what's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing? Just a couple of things, if you don't mind, Tom. Love your show. I've been missing you all week because I've been working. They finally gave us a break. But
cool.
This thing was sent. I'm sorry?
I said great. Great that you were able to listen in. Thank you.
Finally, yes. Oh, my gosh. You're like, you know, breath of fresh air. But this thing with Cinema, I'm hearing today that she wants to go independent.
Yeah. She has gone independent, officially.
Okay, great. Well, I think this is still a plus for Democrats because this is something that we need to understand that's going on within our party, you know, as far as people that's going to dissent, people that's not actually looking out for our best interest, and we need to have some type of litmus test to read people like Sinema and the Manchins, whoever's going to try to flip on us, because this is why we can't get some stuff done. But there was one more important thing that I called about, and I'm just even thinking, just by listening to you, if you could write a book on Fox News, and if you can write on, if you can go back to Sean Hannity and the rest of the anchors that were saying that Obama, because he spied, you know, this whataboutism, because he spied, so-called spied on the Trump,
campaign.
Right, and he almost, messed up this peaceful transition of power. They kept preaching that before January 6th. And why for the life of me, the January 6th committee, people like yourself, I'm sorry, Tom, I need to hear more from you, but they were sort of like the match that lit this fire for January 6th.
So you're saying, Charles, that you want some accountability for the media figures.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, I agree with the sentiment. We do have a First Amendment in the United States. You can say things that are outrageous. You can't say things that lead to the death of other people. But proving that is a real, real challenge. You know, Al Franken wrote a great book about Hannity and Fox News. It was called Liars in the Line, Liars Who Support Them, or something like that. And, you know, they're...
I'm waiting for your book.
Yeah, well...
I'm waiting for your book.
I'm just finishing this weekend, tomorrow and Saturday and Sunday, I am finishing my last book, I believe, in the Hidden History series. It's going to be The Hidden History of American Democracy. And it's about how Native American groups brought the idea of democracy to European thinkers in the 16 and early 1700s, which triggered the Enlightenment, which then echoed back to America through people like Ben Franklin and Thomas Jefferson, who brought us, you know, our form of government and you know, all this stuff that we have, you know, who we are and what we're all about. And it's been such an exciting thing to read about these really positive things. I'm just really reluctant to get inside Sean Hannity's head, Charles. I'm sorry. I just, you know, for my own mental health. But I'm with you that I think that there are books out there that expose it. Charles, it's always so nice to hear from you. Thank you for the call. And I'm glad you could get a day off work to call in and to listen in. It's 47 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Anything Goes Friday, back with your calls right after this.
Spoiled supermarket meat, sawdust like fillers, artificial preservatives?
Ho, ho, hold on there.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. You don't want your dog eating any of that. These potentially harmful ingredients are found in many of today's popular dog foods, but not in Nature's Blend. A freeze-dried raw dog food with real cuts of meat, omega-3 rich seeds, and superfood veggies and fruit.
Nature's Blend is designed to help support your dog's playfulness, healthy skin, soft coat, easy digestion, and youthful mobility.
Your dog will go bonkers over Nature's Blend savory flavor and texture.
For a limited time, save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and receive a free festive holiday dog sweater with select orders. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511.
I guarantee it with a 100% 90-day return of your purchase price.
Offer available with select orders while supplies last. Text fees may apply. You may receive up to one additional text. Text stop to opt out.
Hey friends, Tom Hartman here to tell you about my brand new book. It's called The Tom Hartman Reader. Tom Hartman Reader is unlike any of my other books. It's a collection of my best and most revealing writings that I think you need to know. Tom Hartman Reader covers everything from my fierce commitment to Jeffersonian democracy to my steadfast opposition to the corporatization of America. Also, it more clearly identifies the root cause of so many of our social and environmental ills. The Tom Hartman Reader will give you essential information and explore solutions to questions like, how do we keep our schools from treating children like assembly line products? Why is it that attention deficit disorder is not an affliction? Or what cloudy Germany can teach us about solar energy? And much, much more. Not only will you gain vital substance on a wide range of topics in the book, but the Tom Hartman Reader will inspire you to action. It's time to educate ourselves on the world around us, why it got this way, and the corrective actions we all need to take. The Tom Hartman Reader, available in fine bookstores everywhere and on our website at tomhartman.com. Makes a great gift, too. Inspiration, insight, and action. The Tom Hartman Reader.
One goat can make the difference between nourishment and hunger. One goat can make the difference between poverty and sustained income. In the war-torn areas of southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Find out how you can help. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org. That's goats, F-O-R, theoldgoat.org. Fighting hunger, one goat at a time.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a goat?
Goats make a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. Goats provide food, milk, and give Sudanese families the safety net to pursue education or set up a small business. They really are the gifts that keep on giving. So, do you like it? Goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
If something's wrong with your computer, you reboot it. You restore it back to where it needs to be. Today, our country is headed down the wrong track, overwhelmed with joblessness, declining wages, and corporations deciding our elections, for starters. This is not the Founding Fathers' vision. It's time we rebooted something bigger than our computers. It's time we rebooted the American dream. We must restore the thriving, prosperous days we once had. And my new book, Rebooting the American Dream, explains exactly what we need to do. Bringing our jobs and manufacturing home, rolling back the Reagan tax cuts, ending corporate personhood, and educating our electorate are part of the simple 11-step plan in rebooting the American dream that we can start today to rebuild our country. Check out Rebooting the American Dream in bookstores everywhere and online at tomhartman.com. We can recover the American dream we lost 30 years ago to Reaganomics and the Reagan-Bush-Clinton-Bush era. We're all in this together. Please check out Rebooting the American Dream by yours truly, Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere and online at tomhartman.com. Support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a nonprofit station, please contribute to them. Help keep them on the air. If you're listening to us on a for-profit station that carries commercials, please call the sponsors and let them know that you're listening. This is really important stuff to keep Progressive Radio on the air all across the United States. And thank you again for listening. Hey, using the internet without ExpressVPN is like taking a call on a train or a bus on speaker for everyone to hear. You don't know who has access to your most private, sensitive information. So don't be that person. Here's why I use ExpressVPN and have for almost a decade. Internet service providers know every single website you visit, and in the U.S., they can legally sell this information to ad companies and tech giants who then use your data to target you. ExpressVPN creates a secure, encrypted tunnel between your device and the internet so people can't peep on your online activity. Just fire up the app and click one button. It works on phones, laptops, even routers, so everyone who shares your Wi-Fi can be protected. No wonder it's rated number one by Business Insider and The Verge. I use ExpressVPN because I don't want my personal information out there for everyone to see. ExpressVPN protects my privacy, and they will protect yours, too. Secure your online activity today by going to expressvpn.com/Tom, and you'll get an extra 3 months of ExpressVPN free. That's expressvpn.com/THOM, expressvpn.com/Tom. And welcome back. Picking up your calls, Norma in Montgomery, Alabama. Hey, Norma, what's up?
Well, I'm chewing.
Oh, of course. You know, it's a skill I learned as a waiter when I was a teenager.
Yeah. Well, what I was calling about is I have received my weekly notice from the Public Service Commission, in which this one, they are suspending the rules. Let me pick it up. I had to swallow. They're suspending the rate stabilization and equalization for the natural gas company here in Alabama called Spire. We already had a rate hike, but now there is going to be no rules regarding stabilization of or equalization of the rates.
Uh-oh.
And this is going to really hurt people in North Alabama. And most people here don't even know the Public Service Commission exists or what it does. And I personally would like to see all energy transferred to the Department of Energy, just like I'd like to see the rules regarding a Lyft driver, or a Uber driver, a taxi, a hearse driver, a truck of any kind transferred to Department of Transportation. But anyway, we've also received a hike in power, which here in Alabama you cannot have solar at all without paying a fee to Alabama Power every year.
Mm-hmm.
It's an annual fee that has to be paid in January. And you can't have any kind of a wind tower because they're illegal. So if you put up solar panels on your house, you have to pay the fee. Alabama Power built two new huge solar panel fields, and they built little special neighborhoods around them that have all electric. And so you have no alternative there for anything that you do. But Alabama Power, we're going to be charged $7 a month for each month for the next 10 years to pay for the conversion from coal to natural gas.
Right.
And we're also going to pay an additional $10 every month for the increase in cost of natural gas.
And I'll bet this company is going to continue paying their dividends to their stockholders and their high salaries to their CEO.
And this is all on top of the 2% that this is the fourth year that we're paying to clean up the coal ash ponds that were started in 1930.
Wow.
Anybody who lives in Alabama can go out to the Public Service Commission website and watch their meetings, yeah. And you can get all you have
and
to do.
And they
call
should. Norma, I'm sorry, I got to run. It's the end of the week. And special thanks to thank you, Norma, for calling. Special thanks to Louise Hartman, Sean Taylor, Nate Atwell, Jamie Holly, Joyce the Hammer, Nance, Nigel Peacock, Sue Nethercutt, Patrick Hoyt, Geraldine Halbert, Ron Hartenbaum, Chase Spross, Nicholas Miller, Pat Sweeney, Jay LeBlanc, Al Gorilla Rhythm, Connor Arroyo and Carna Verde, all the folks who work on this program and help bring it to you, and thank you and thank our stations. And like I said a little earlier, support your nonprofit stations, support the sponsors of your commercial stations, help keep Progressive Radio going. Get out there, get active, tag, you're it. Have a wonderful weekend. We'll see you on Monday.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
What gifts are you getting this year for the wine lovers and entertaining mavens in your life? For this holiday season, why not go to WineEnthusiast.com for unique, quality wine gifts and accessories for everyone, naughty or nice, on your list. Most people know Wine Enthusiast from their monthly magazine and wine ratings, but for more than 40 years, Wine Enthusiast has also been the premier destination for fine wine lifestyle products, offering the largest selection of wine storage, accessories, glassware, furniture, and personalized gifts galore. You want it? They have it. Wine Enthusiast designs and offers the largest selection of wine storage for every drinker, every budget, and every collection, from 6 to 600 bottles. Visit WineEnthusiast.com or text CHEERS to 73784. That's CHEERS to 73784. Shop the best prices of the holiday season on wine gifts everyone will love at WineEnthusiast.com. from premium wines.
We all make promises, big and small, tested over time and distance, tried by circumstances and decisions.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
I do solemnly swear to bear true faith and allegiance.
To help you when you're in need.
To tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
To be considerate and caring. Courageous and strong.
For better.
For worse.
In sickness and in health.
To love and cherish.
To be your loving, faithful friend.
Partner.
Child.
Parent.
Neighbor.
One of our most important commitments is to support our nation's veterans. Learn how you can help a veteran going through a difficult time by visiting maketheconnection.net.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.